This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Democratic candidate for Governor James Fields is from Cullman County, and it was in that majority white county that Fields became the first African-American to run for a legislative seat. He won that special election in 2008 and served in the Alabama House for 2 years. But he recalls the time he announced he was running, many people urged him to withdraw. As Fields told WBHM's Gigi Duban in our latest gubernatorial interview, he couldn't do it.
Something deep inside kept saying, you know, there were people who wanted me to run, and they felt like that I would be the best leader for them because we identified with one another. We trusted one another. And there was no way that I could withdraw. It was like the old regime saying to you, you need to wait your time or we will select you for something else. But for this position, we need this person. This is the one we're supporting. I never forget the statement. If we took a poll of the people that was in the room when you announced that you were running, probably 80% of those people in that room would vote for you. But James, remember, you're in Cullman, and you won't win. And I said, well, maybe we won't. But it's like saving the life of 100 children at the same time. You may not can save them all, but you can at least try, and you may save one or two, and that's worthwhile.
Let's talk a little bit about education. You have talked a lot about the disparity among Alabama schools, where you have some schools with a tremendous amount of resources and other schools that are struggling just to keep up with basic needs. How do you propose to close that gap?
What's going to have to happen is we're going to have to sit down with each school system. You got 67 counties and probably 130 plus school systems. You know, this city has their own school system. This city has all the population is moving north. And so what we're leaving behind are the poor, the downtrodden, the underemployed in the Black Belt area, in the South Alabama area, and in some of the other parts of the state, the western part, eastern part, and just different areas. It's true that some systems cannot, you know, what a meal tax in one area is different from what a meal tax is in another area.
Right, because it's based on property values.
It's based on property tax. So we got to look at our property tax and how we disperse those funds. And some school systems are going to have to make some tough decisions. You know, schools were built 100 years ago in particular communities, and they were community schools, and rightfully so, and people are attached to those schools. That's where I attended. That's where my mother attended, my grandmother attended. But now with our road system and accessibility, we're going to have to do some combining. A lot of my opponents on both sides, especially on the Democrat side, talking about an education lottery, or naming it some fancy name. The lottery, even if you get it before the people to vote on, it's still going to be 2 years down the road. We still haven't done anything for those children for 2 years. But it may or may not pass. So you got to have a plan to make sure that these systems are funded.
So if I understand you right, you're not saying that you are opposed to an education lottery, but you're saying, look at where we are.
Right.
It's not guaranteed voters
Correct.
Are going to approve this. We need to think of an alternate plan.
We got to think of an alternative plan, and we got to make some hard decisions.
You're a Methodist minister, and people might wonder how you view the role of religion in state government. What would you say to people who want a clear line of separation between church and state?
Through my experience, working with the World Methodist Church and dealing with ecumenical dialogues, you cannot force religion on anyone. That's not our role. As clergy, all we do is share the good news. And the good news is that you're going to have a leader who understands the role of clergy, the role of church, the role of state, the role of laity. And we understand the rule of law.
That's Democratic candidate for Governor James Fields, speaking with WBHM's Gigi Duban. Later today, you can hear more of that conversation at our website. Right now, there are other candidate interviews there as well. That's WBHM.org.